Here they are for one and all. The moments are about to call. Come on and sit down here with me. They're here for you on your TV. They are the moments. They are the moments. So come with me, give me your hand. I'll take you up.
Hello, and thanks for listening to JoJo's Bizarre Podcast.
Are we starting?
We're starting. My name is Mark DeVries.
Hey.
That's Miles Ma over there.
Shut up.
And to my left is Jacqueline Jimenez.
Hi.
How are you, Jackie?
They don't know where I am. They don't know who I am. They don't know where
I am. I'm trying to paint a picture that you're to my left.
Okay.
And you sound like that.
Okay.
You're to my left, Mark.
That's right. So, listener, can you deduce what this table looks like?
Should we pause like Dora the Explorer to let them yell at the
What do you think? And they yell like, yeah, she's off to your left and he's off to your right and it's a table, it's a square.
That's right, listeners.
They describe the whole thing in intimate detail. Like, you have a bookshelf full of Nintendo games and a temple owl on
Good
top.
Job.
Great job. We're a podcast that used to talk about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, the anime, the OVA. We never read it. We played some video games. But then we did all that, we covered all that, and they stopped making JoJo. And one day they may continue, but we still have to give you that content drip. So now, every week, we watch a different anime or cartoon or live-action adaptation of a cartoon or whatever. This week, we watched a suggestion from one of our Patreon subscribers or patrons, I guess. We watched The Moomins or the... Let's go cute Moomins, whatever they're called.
They're called Moomins.
Yeah, but I don't know. I was just trying to figure out the name of the TV series in Japan. But they're the Moomins.
Mm.
The Moomins.
Show's weird.
Yeah.
The show is enormously popular pretty much everywhere except the United States. But we'll get into that. I also just want to thank our Patreon subscribers named Michael, Kevin... Christian, Martin.
Mark, you're memorizing these people's names?
Martin!
Mark's going from memory.
Chad. Yes.
Wow, really?
Which means that I need more Patreon patrons in order to...
Yeah, you gotta stump Mark.
Right. If now I know I have all your names... And by the way, thank all of you. You're great.
Thank you.
Stump Mark but and shatter his memory palace.
For all of you listening, if you want me to remember your name and forget one of those other names, you have to... Get to our, give us money. Go to patreon.com/JJBpod. You can give us $1 a month. I won't read your name. I think everyone whose name I read was on the $3 tier. And if not, well, consider yourself lucky.
Congrats.
And this episode we're watching because someone pledged to our $20 one-time payment. It's not a monthly thing. No one pay us $20 a month. And so they gave us a list of things to choose from. They were all pretty cool. So thanks for that, Martin. But the first one that Martin has told us about a few times is Moomins. And I feel like one or two other people have also brought it up because it is a Finnish, Dutch, Japanese production, the 90s TV show. Also, if you're listening to this on SoundCloud, get ready to change the platform because we're not going to put stuff on SoundCloud anymore. We're moving over to Anchor.
But why?
And I might read some ads from Anchor because they promise... that they'll give us money.
Oh, Mark, it sounds like we're all about money now.
Well, we've fallen on hard times. Our apartment was flooded, and now we live on the street.
Our apartment was flooded.
With just a podcast table.
It wasn't our fault. Some apartments above us like decided to flood everything.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say we flooded our apartment.
Well.
If we did, I would not tell people.
We're not homeless, though. We got the water out.
Listen.
Hey, good job.
We're all about money. No, I don't know. We've been doing this for 3 years, and it's just good motivation to keep doing it. And, you know, I spent a bunch of money on it already, so
We've
why not?
We've been doing this for three
why
years?
Why not?
Consistently.
More than that, really.
Oh, my God.
You knew that.
I can feel every episode in my bones.
I can feel it. So before we start talking about the Moomins, and apologies to everyone who has, like, fond childhood memories of the show. We were just really weirded out.
If you haven't, if you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, why would I watch this podcast episode? I don't know, man.
Why would you watch this?
Why would I listen to this podcast episode? This podcast episode. It's a weird show. We're going to talk about it. And you can also...
Yeah, we're going to describe it. And you're going to go, there's no way that's what it's like. And then you're going to watch it and be like, oh.
I think you should just watch like the first... Watch the first episode. That's it.
Also, while, you know, even if we're going to talk about the Moomins and you're like, I don't care, we're going to read emails in a little place called Voice Valley or Male Moomin Town. Mm-hmm. Correspondence Corner.
We promise not to trap you in a pitfall. That's a reference to the show.
Very
trap
good.
You in a hat.
We will not blow pink clouds at you. You can just send an email to jojosbizarrepod@gmail.com and we'll read it unless you're a complete dick. Who wants to read this email?
I'll do it.
Good job.
This email is from Talia. So I was playing Overwatch while listening to your podcast, so I may misremember some stuff from the podcast. I haven't seen the anime of Berserk, but I've read a massive chunk of the manga. Anyway, at first I hated Guts, like, why the fuck should I give a shit about him? And then I read the next arc, and it explains why he is the way he is and shows him being a relatively decent person. Also, I think Jackie outed herself as a reptilian when she said something about snake people being a normal thing.
I don't remember, but sure, yeah, I'm a snake.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I honestly don't think Jackie will like where the story goes because of how it treats one of its characters. Also.
Mark told me this, too, and I was like, okay, good.
I told you what it was, too.
Yeah. Mark spoiled it for me, and I was like, I'm glad I didn't watch this show.
We're still going to watch it.
You're going to watch it.
No, we.
I'm going to hide.
Go ahead, Miles.
Also, Dark Souls and Bloodborne were influenced by Berserk. The armor Artorias from Dark Souls wears... resembles an armor that Guts gets later in the series. And in Bloodborne, there's the Hunter's Mark, which is just a slightly altered version of the Brand of Sacrifice. Also, Griffith is totally gay for Guts. Like, the story makes so much more sense if Griffith is in love with Guts, but I can't delve deeper into why without getting into massive spoilers. Postscript. If you wake up with a boner, there's a chance that your body was just trying to stop you from pissing yourself in your sleep. I've heard that too.
It's true.
Either that, or you were sleeping on your stomach. Also, if you see a toilet in your sleep, for the love of all that is holy and right in the world, do not use it. Or do. It's your life and all.
I had a dream last night that I pissed on the subway.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Like in the subway bathroom?
No, like just on the floor. It was empty and the doors were closed and I was like, no one will see me. And I just pissed all over the subway floor with my pants still on.
Wait, why did you have logic for that?
No, it was just a weird dream where I wanted to piss.
Okay.
This week, my brother revealed to my sister and I that he had used a subway bathroom and we were horrified.
Oh, wow. I don't even know. Where do you find that? Does he mean elevator?
I don't know.
Does he mean elevator on the subway?
Yeah.
Like in the, or on the, because I'm talking about the subway car.
No, there's apparently there are bathrooms at some subway stations and he used one.
Oh. I mean, I would use one if I was able to if it was a number one sitch and I could just pee from a distance. If I had to sit down, no, forget it. I'd rather go on the third rail.
Men have that luxury.
You can try.
Many luxuries.
Yes.
You could carry around a funnel.
I had a dream. All
right, that's enough.
A few nights ago, I had a dream that someone we know died. And then I was like, oh my God, how did it happen? And then I was like, that's weird, but I bet it was horrible. Because the reason why they died was an orangutan killed them. And I pictured like something really gory. And then Jackie was getting the news and was like, no, it says something about a broken jaw. So we think that the orangutan just punched him so hard that he died. And I woke up and was like, okay, that made it better because I felt really sad when I first heard.
Yeah. But then you were like, that's a funny way to die. So
it's okay.
It is a funny way to die. And I'm going to tell this person next time I see them. And I think they'll like it. I think they'll be okay with it at least. Mm-hmm. Maybe I shouldn't say. Anyway, that was Correspondence Corner, where you can just write about whatever, I guess, really.
Another thought-provoking email.
Correspondence Corner is jojosbizarrepod@gmail.com. You can also tweet to us on Twitter @JJBpod, but we won't read it because Twitter is trash.
I like it. You know, it's fine.
You got to curate it.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking, like, I'm going to follow more people whose politics I like. And that won't be upsetting because they'll just tweet positive things.
But they don't.
From their political mindset that I agree with. And that is not what happens.
No. Not everybody on Twitter is fighting.
They just retweet dumbasses and then yell at them.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
And then you're like, I want to look at it, but I'm not going to look at any responses. And then you do. And then you are like, I should tell this person what a dumbass they are. But that's when you don't.
But don't do that.
Then you just close the tab.
Because they probably know. Because they probably have like 500 other people telling them that they're a dumbass now. So they don't need you to do it too.
Well, I mean,
they don't need you to do it too. They really don't.
Jackie, don't you want to be part of something and help?
No. help just drive someone crazy.
If we all had bystander dilemma and just stood by and didn't yell at somebody on the internet, how would they know they're wrong?
No, Mark.
Then no one would do it.
Mark, no.
All right, fine. Do you guys want to talk about these fucking hippos?
Yeah, so they're not hippos. They have long tails. I don't think hippos have tails.
We're talking about moomins. Hippos have tails, I think.
Are they cows?
No.
Well, they're moomins.
They're moomins. They're moomins, oh, but moo. They're also... Yeah. So,
let me look up the Swedish word for moo.
They are moomins, and the boy's name is also moomin, so it's like...
Moomin or moomin troll, I forget.
It's like if... well, they call a moomin. So it's like... And then the mama moomin. So it's like... It's like their species is their whole, like, identity, you know?
Yes.
That's like if... Miles, when you have your son, if he called you human papa.
It is also weird that...
And you just called him human.
Yeah, it's weird that everyone's like, Moomin mama. And it's like, that's not your mama.
Well, Moomin mama.
If like, also, if they're like a race or a creature species, mm-hmm. Why is someone just called Moomin mama? Is she everyone's mom? Is she like a bee queen? She gave birth to them all?
They're kind of the only Moomins you see are the mom, the dad... The boy, and then the girl neighbor?
There's the girl neighbor and her older brother.
It is moo is the cow sound in Swedish.
And the police chief.
And the police
chief. So we should stop for a sec, though, and talk about what we mean. What we talk about when we talk about Moomins. Or no, what we mean when we... Whatever it is. The Moomins was originally a series of books from the 40s through the 70s or so by a illustrator and writer named Tuva Jansson. Who was a Swedish-speaking Finn lady, and she wrote the books, I believe, with her brother Lars. And they have been adapted over time in several ways by several different countries. It's pretty popular in parts of Europe, Japan, the UK.
No longer a part of Europe.
That's pretty much it, yeah. UK, I hope you guys still get good anime. There's like, for instance, there's like a stop motion Polish version or Russian version. There's a live action one from 1959.
With real Moomins in it?
People are wearing Moomin like mascot outfits.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's enormous. And they're still making Moomins. They just did another reboot or something last year for, I don't know, Netflix or something.
Right. They're trying to wrinkle over all like the canonical inaccuracies of other versions.
Right. Yeah, there's been like a bunch of books and then a bunch of picture books. So I guess the original books don't have pictures. They're just words, but I'm not sure. And it's been translated into tons and tons of languages. We were watching the TV show that was 1990 to 1991 and had some extensions. But we watched it in, I guess, two different languages. We watched the English dub and the Japanese dub with subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
We could not find English subtitled versions of the Swedish original or other versions, but we did see the theme song in like 20 languages. That was pretty nuts.
Yeah, it was okay.
Including Nepali, Croatian, Spanish, two Spanish ones.
Should we do our own dub?
We should, but I would not be able to like not curse and speak like normal. Be like, what is this fucked up hat? So it's this huge media franchise, maybe bigger than JoJo. And I say this in part because there is a theme park.
Oh, wow.
What?
In Finland, there is Moomin World or Moomin Land. And you can just see live action versions.
This seems like a weird kids show to me, like, because...
It's weird.
I mean, it's weird for a lot of reasons. But normally, a kids show like this, ones that I've seen, are almost always, like, they have some kind of... moral or like, you know,
yeah.
The kids are learning something and you can relate to them. But all of these characters are mean. I don't like
them. That's not true.
A lot of them are mean.
That's not true. The main Moomin is nice. Snork Maiden is nice. Also known as Floren in Japanese. Because the Japanese looked at the name Snork Maiden and went, no, not
fucking,
happening.
They fucking, like, Moomin and his little fucking Peter Pan friend all...
Snufkin.
They trap that creepy looking antlion in a hat, not knowing what it's going to do to him. It's a fucking magical hat that, well, like, what is... No, without his consent. That's fucked up. They're mean.
Well, he also opened a pit and tried to suck people in.
That's his job, though.
He's an antlion, which, by the way, an antlion is a type of bug.
So what?
Why he looked like a mixture of Scar and like Wilhelm Dafoe is beyond me.
Wilhelm Dafoe is an ant and Scar is a lion.
Oh, yeah. He looked like the Green Goblin.
You can't.
If someone tries to eat your friends or whatever he was going to do.
No, so you're advocating for revenge? That's stupid.
Yes.
No.
I think if someone tries to kill your friends and you trap them in a hat and a bunch
Mark,
of water comes out.
That's not what we teach children. That's
and they're
not
a hedgehog. That's fair.
But you don't know they're going to be a hedgehog.
Well, what did you think? Well, they think he's just going to be trapped in a hat.
Mark, it's mean. You don't know how cruel that could be because you don't know what's going to happen when you put him in the hat.
He could have drowned in the sand.
It could have killed him. Yeah, you're right. You could have killed him. It could have transformed him in a way that was completely irreversible.
Yeah.
And that's a permanent like prison potentially. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah. Think about the worst thing that you could transform into for yourself. Like, you know?
Like a stoplight.
The hat is wild.
I think it's pretty cruel.
I think you're right because this show teaches kids to do the following: chase clouds of smoke, hide in stoves. At one point, they're like, "Has anyone seen Moomin Troll?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, he went to hide in that stove." And his parents don't freak out.
Yeah, nobody gets mad at anyone ever, even when they're except the mailman.
They yell at Sniff, the mouse, the rat.
For what?
For being a fucking annoying guy.
Oh my
god.
They yell at people.
He's like homeless. He doesn't wear clothes.
Snufkin is also homeless.
I'm pretty sure he's just couch surfing. And the show also teaches you to hug demons.
They're mean.
Although that works. The demon does turn back into Moomin Troll in episode one. Yeah, and you know what?
They're mean. Mm. Nobody ever learns anything good. And what does it teach children? Just to be like weird and mean and like talk to demons like it's normal.
Maybe it's better to not have this like... this like morality that exists in children's cartoons here. Maybe it's just like stuff happens, man. There's nothing you could do about it. Sometimes
which is sort of a lesson, right? Like the world is weird. But it is funny at the end of episode one, Moomin Troll, the main character, Moomin is like, fuck this hat. And he throws it away because they're like, that's weird. And I think someone was like, good, that's the right thing to do.
I think it's fucked up.
And then the next episode, they're like, let's get the hat.
Yeah, this hat is awesome.
I thought that was fucked up because they find a hat and the first thing they do is just like, oh yeah, let's just keep it and use it.
Let's turn it into a trash can. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that belongs to somebody. Like somebody lost it.
No, you're never going to return a hat that you find on a mountain. I wouldn't anyway.
Oh, I don't know. They were just immediately like, well, fuck this. You know,
like
that
what
person
are they
going
to do? Put it on Craigslist?
Somebody might come back and look for their hat, you know? I think the first suggestion was to toss it too. Before they were like, no, let's use it. They were like, let's toss it. Like what? Somebody might come back looking for
their
hat.
In Finland, hats are just everywhere floating around the mountains and you have to just catch them and release them, throw them out.
Yeah. And then at the end when they toss it, I was like, someone might come looking for their hat,
Which is what happened. But this extremely evil looking character, the Hobgoblin.
Yeah, he looked so
evil.
With
the fucking panther that he rides in the sky.
He's a power bald.
He comes... Is that a thing?
Yeah.
What is that?
He's a powerful bald man.
Okay. It's not a thing.
Lex Luthor, another power bald.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. He comes by, but then he's like mostly chill. He's like... The hat like fucked up their house. It grew a bunch of plants and stuff. And then he just comes by and is like, that's my hat. And he's like, I knew it would fuck shit up. Do you have a giant ruby?
And he kind of helps them. He kills the tree at least. But they still have to clean it all up.
Well, he's not a cleaning wizard.
Yeah, that's true. He's not a cleaning wizard. He rides a panther and it looks cool.
Yeah, he is like one of the scariest. There's some creatures in this show that are just genuinely horrifying looking.
Like a Maron.
Moron?
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Moron.
Moron has a different name in other languages. I can't remember. But Moron looks like either Grimace... Like, if Grimace got, like, addicted to drugs for a while...
Yeah, and just smiled.
By Grimace, I mean the giant purple guy from McDonald's. Right, is Grimace is McDonald's, right?
Correct.
Or he reminds me a little bit of No Face from Spirited Away, right?
Not in appearance, but in, I guess, demeanor.
Yeah. And he only speaks, or he or she only speaks in vocal fry.
No, Moron is a she.
You're right, you're right. Moron is a she.
I was actually really afraid to see this character because they kept saying, it is a female monster. And they kept talking about how it's a monster, she's a monster, she's a monster. And I'm like, oh my God, what is this going to be? Like, just the fact that they point out that it's a woman monster, I'm like, is this going to be like some like succubus? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is this going to be like...
You thought it was going to be a big titty demon?
I thought it was going to... Yeah, or like her femininity is what makes her evil, you know? But it wasn't that at all. She was just like a giant...
pillow. Well, I mean, this was written by a lady, so I yeah. think that's part of the reason
well,
why.
Well, you know what? You can't trust ladies either sometimes.
If it was a man who wrote it, he'd be like, well, I want to make something scary, but I'm also kind of horny.
Yeah.
And then he'd draw some boobs on that thing.
Well, isn't the writer gay? So she could also have been...
Yeah, so the writer
You know what? Maybe that's her type. Maybe she likes giant pillow
she
ladies.
Likes some real thick and juicy.
Yeah.
She dated a bunch of men and then was like, she quote unquote said she went to the spook side. By that she means that she started doing the gay. And I think there's rumors that some of the characters are based on them together, like the little ones in episode 3 that are hiding from Moron, the little two.
You mean episode 6?
Yeah, you're right. Episode 6, those two little, like it was like Vifslan and Topsan or something. Yeah. Something extremely Swedish sound.
Yeah, how could you forget?
Well, they're named like something totally different in other languages. Like one's like Demigumi or some shit and Bob. Mm-hmm. They were like, yeah, fuck that. We don't put those consonants together. That their names kind of start with Tuva and her partner. I forget. So they might be kind of self-referential.
Nice.
I was wondering, Finnish people, let me know. If episode, because there's like fucking all these like metatextual dissertation analyses of this show because it is so huge, but I didn't see if, is that episode like a metaphor for immigrants or anything, like sort of taking sanctuary?
We'll never know because we never saw the next episode
or the Sami people, like the native people of Finland, like coming to town because they're from the north and these characters were from the north. Or
we
am I just
a, we have a lot of Finnish fans. I'm sure they'll write in.
Well, we got one.
Oh yeah.
And you are now ambassador for everybody in Finland.
Everyone in Finland likes anime.
Yeah. Everyone in Japan likes Finnish hippos.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of toys. Apparently, like, had an explosive toy market.
So we just decided that these are hippos.
They're kind of hippos.
I guess they're kind of hippos.
They're like hippos without melanin.
Yeah, they're albino hippos.
So the show, it's about a hippo Moomin family that's like pretty, they're okay, right? They're not like super dysfunctional.
No, they seem fine.
But they have an adoptive human, a forsaken child.
Here's what I think is messed up about this family. You got Moomin Mama and Moomin Papa.
Right.
And they fall very strictly into their gender roles. Like Moomin Mama does 100% of the housework, 100% of it. And she slaves away. And Moomin Papa is writing his memoir. And like, what has he done in his life justify him publishing his memoir? He doesn't do anything.
This was written in 1945 or something. So
yeah, he's just up there writing away. And just like, what have you done, Moomin Papa?
Well, he probably has a job. It's just not interesting.
He doesn't have a job.
Well, maybe he's a writer.
Do you ever see him go to work? No.
Do you not think writing is a job?
I don't think anyone is paying to read what he's writing.
Well... he is actually writing this comic.
Where's his agent, huh?
Well, you can self-publish.
Yeah.
Then no one, no one pays you.
Sure, that brings in the bacon.
Oh, all right. This feels like some kind of ad for your agent services or something.
Hey, if you need a literary agent,
yeah,
I don't know how to do that, but I'll do it.
Super cool. Yeah, so they have this adoptive girl named Mi, who's like the most annoying redhead on the planet.
You could tell she's a bad person because her eyebrows are pointed downward.
Oh.
She just looks mean.
She pulls her hair back too tight, probably drying out her skin.
Yeah, it probably gives her a headache too.
Reminds me of Angelica and Asuka and just any mean girl character. We should also talk about the theme song.
Okay.
So I started it. I was going around YouTube looking for these episodes. Did we say? No, we didn't. We watched episodes 1, 2, and 6.
Yeah.
And we looked at 3 and 4. We looked at 5, I think. Whatever. Because Martin suggested we watch 1 through 7, but that is too much Moomins.
too much Moomins.
Who's got time for that?
Ain't nobody got time for that, I think. What the fuck was I saying? Oh, the theme songs. So I put on the English one, and it's this very silly sort of jaunty accordion piece. And it's just this guy singing about, like, here's the Moomins. It's the Moomins. Oh, look, Moomin Mama, Moomin Papa. And I was like, what dumb lyrics. And then we put on the Japanese one.
Mm-hmm. It's about, like, sadness and tears and don't cry.
It's
incredibly
sad. It's like a stark confrontation of the loneliness and sadness you may feel as a child. And provides, like, hope and saying, like, you know, you've got... I don't know. Does it say anything about you've got hope?
I think it gets to, like...
It eventually gets, like, I'll make you feel better. The singer says that.
And the music is much better, but also way sadder. And then it turns out that the jaunty English one is the original song, and, like, every other version, pretty much.
It was originally in English?
No, just that melody. Just sorry, that, the music part.
They all use that same melody.
And the Swedish lyrics are, like, the same, where it's like, he's got a long white nose and white fur, he just got out of bed. So the Japanese, for some reason, the story supervisor, I don't know, was like, let's write something introspective and melancholy for the children.
I love it. You can really see the cultural differences there.
By the way, in, like, 1969 or 1970, there was a Japanese anime, like, first run attempt that Tuva did not, she herself did not like it. The characters and the stories were not how she would have done them. And Miyazaki actually worked a little bit on those, interestingly. And I saw a screenshot. It looks pretty similar, like the character design. I feel like they were consistent.
It was just a lot sadder.
Pretty simple designs.
He never worked again, right?
Yeah, Miyazaki never went anywhere after that. He's the famous janitor.
Did the writer ever do anything else? Does she do other stuff too, or did she just write a lot of Moomin stuff?
Well, I think she passed away maybe 10 years ago or so, but she did Moomin stuff forever. I don't know if she wrote much else. I can look. That's probably a stupid thing to say.
I really like the vibe of the show because it's very chill, especially in Japanese. It's very chill.
I don't know. That girl's voice in Japanese is, like, pretty annoying.
I like the lead. Yeah. Well, no. I think in other languages, she's worse. In English, she's worse.
In English, she sounds like a mean teen.
When I first saw Little Me, I wrote, Little Me is a rat child. Also, what's her deal?
That's fucked up. You call her a rat child when there's literally a rat in this show.
What's his name again?
Sniff.
Is he a rat?
He's like a kangaroo. Huge. Kangarat.
Kangarat. He doesn't have a pouch. I guess only the women have pouches.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what is her deal? Because she's living with the Moomins. Because
her mom is sick.
Her mom is sick.
And her sister to help. Went away to take care of her.
I wonder if she ever comes back. Because the last episode that we saw, like, her sister comes and takes her away. And
yes,
that's it.
I'm sure she comes back. Mm. Someone that mean can't be contained.
So she did write some novels, like Sommarboken, which must mean summer something.
Midsummer?
Stenkern and Rent Spell. I don't know what that means. She did a bunch of stuff, but a ton of Moomin stuff, and I think that's largely what she's known for, is Moomins. Oh, what? She died 20 years ago.
Oh, man.
86 years old, not a bad run.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
So they sleep for 4 months out of the year, these Moomins.
Right. They hibernate.
But me also did that.
I know. And I was like, does she have bed sores? Like, did anyone wake her up? Maybe she woke up for a month and was, like, completely lonely and isolated in the winter.
Yeah, but they also go to sleep every night. That's a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
Would you do that? Let's say instead of sleeping every night, you just got it out 4 months at a time. Would you do that?
No. I feel like you'd wake up and you left the stove on or something. And now your bill is really high.
I think it's good to sleep.
Like sleep daily. Every night.
You need a little refresher. You need to reset. You iterate on your day, iterate on yourself.
Yeah, you need that cycle.
You need a cycle, yeah.
And 8 months is too long of a cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, It is a third, right? Yeah, four out of 12 is a third.
Mm-hmm.
So you would just get it all out of the way. I don't know. I might, because that gives me a lot of nighttime.
Yeah,
so people would be like, this
nighttime.
Guy is so productive. He's always like doing stuff. We're like, can you get this done in 2 days? And he has it done in 1.5.
Yeah.
And I could sneak up on people and rob them.
The lyrics to the English lyrics reminded me of Dragon Tales, by the way. The Dragon Tales.
Never watched Dragon Tales.
I only watched it because my little cousins watched it, and so I watched
yeah, sure.
it with them. No, it's true.
Yeah, you
it's,
love that kid stuff.
I do love it. It's cute. But
the
yeah.
old school animation made me think of David the Gnome, which we've talked about on here
yeah.
briefly.
Oh yeah.
And it sometimes was freaky. And if you, I didn't see the what's that book that's about rabbits? And it's like
Peter Rabbit.
No, it's like a metaphor for more serious Watership Down.
Oh, I didn't see that.
They show clips of an animated Watership Down in Donnie Darko. And I was like, that looks fucking freaky.
Mm.
And sometimes this reminded me of that.
What's up with the hobgoblin looking for rubies? What's that all about?
I am not sure.
He just loves rubies.
Maybe he's...
There's so much signaling that he's evil, like the clouds are all red and scary when he's flying around. But then he comes down, he's just like, hey, can you give me my hat back?
And he's like, also, do you have a bathroom I could use before I get going on the road? It's just, yeah.
Right.
It's really crowded.
He's like, oh, by the way, do you guys have any rubies? And he's like, oh, no, not this one. You could keep that. He just turns out to be just like a dude.
By the way, do you validate down here? Is there a gate I have to go through?
I parked my panther in the garage.
Yeah, I'm double panthered right now, and I need to get out of here. Man.
He's a power bald.
He's a power bald.
He's a bilf.
A power bald sounds like you played the lottery and it didn't work out for you. You played the power ball and you just lost
$4. The power bald. You lost all of your hair.
You think the power bald is a lottery of your hair?
Yes.
And if you win the power bald lottery, you get a lot of hair.
Right.
And if you lose...
You lose all of your hair.
Is there any middle ground?
You have like a stupid comb over.
Yeah. Doesn't sound worth it.
Yeah, it's a tough game.
Yeah. Anyway.
But we all must play.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, so episode one I was kind of bored during because it did have a plot eventually with the hat, but at first yeah. I was like, what are we doing, guys?
I wrote down, like, why should I care about any of these characters? And then with the hat stuff, I was like, okay, now I'm interested.
And that it's like it's more dangerous than you expect it to be.
Well, when he hides in the hat and then he turns into the most terrifying thing. That is so scary.
He comes out of the hat after hiding in there and he doesn't realize
you're
it.
You're no
he's
longer
turned,
you.
He's turned into like a pink imp.
Yeah.
I said out loud, oh my God.
The stakes go up immediately. It's like, oh my God, your family does not recognize you.
Yeah.
You're a horrible creature.
He just like cries for 5 minutes and then his mom just loves him and he turns back into himself.
His nice. Mom... thankfully sees him. She's like, oh yeah, okay, that you're
she
my
takes
son.
A minute though. She's just like, okay, could you be quiet?
No, just shut up.
She's
shut
like,
up for a second.
Shut up just a little bit. Shut up. Shut
okay.
the fuck up.
Yeah, you're my son. Okay.
No, she like stares into his eyes for like a good couple seconds and then she's like, all right.
Because his dad was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And he's like with the same voice, he's like, Dad, I'm your son. And he's like, shut up.
He's like, you're not my son.
You're not my son.
Don't you dare say that.
He's like, there never was a Moomin.
Everyone else was like, you're so disgusting. You're not like the real Moomin.
Yeah. But he was
so high.
He was scary looking.
It goes from 0 to 60 really fast.
Mm-hmm.
We watched episode 2 in English and I thought the narrator sounded like a pervert.
He did. He sounded like a pervert who, like, they just pulled in from off the street and they were like, watch the show and then come up with something to say. And he's like, all right, the Moomins live in a valley all by themselves. And they were like, can you project? And he was like, yeah, the Moomins live in a valley by themselves. It was just like, it was weird. Yeah, it just felt too intimate. Didn't sound like a narrator.
Why doesn't Snufkin live with them? Why does he have to live out in the woods?
Not enough beds, dude.
Come on, they're taking in boarders.
I think he like pissed the bed one time. And they were like, you live in the woods now, dude. You Peter Pan looking ass.
It's weird they let their children hang out with this homeless dude.
Who's his voice, Mark? He sounds like...
Voices. He is the voice of Dio from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
No
what?
Way.
Yes, a young Takehito Koyasu, I think his name is.
Wait, from JoJo's Bizarre... Which Dio?
Yeah, apparently the JoJo Dio from 2013, 2012.
Oh, he's so nice.
He sounds very different.
Yeah.
The dad is Wamu.
Oh.
Which is great because sometimes I could hear it. And, you know, when they were like, what do we do about this tree? I was hoping he would be like, with my, what was it? What is the fucking sandstorm that Wham has?
I don't know.
Where dubstep plays and his hands turn into, is it Holy Sandstorm? Unholy Sandstorm?
I don't remember.
Listeners, write in and tell us what bad JoJo fans we are. Because we don't remember anything. It's something religious sandstorm. Divine? No. I was uncomfortable with the amount of time snuff was said in this show.
Snuff.
So snuff, yes, it means to put out a flame. We know. But it also refers to a genre of movies that are usually pornographic and someone is literally murdered on screen for the sake of the movie.
Did you say it's a drug euphemism too?
No, I didn't. Is it?
It's like snuff.
Give me some snuff. Oh, no, snuff is like chewing tobacco, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
That's legal.
It is legal.
It's disgusting.
It's a bad habit.
Yeah. It makes you spit gross colored shit. Them riding the clouds that eventually shrink while they're riding them made me think, is this like, did Super Mario World take inspiration from this? Came out the same year. It may have. More on that never.
I like how the little, I don't know, I think everybody in the show is a fucking goblin, but I like how the little goblin couple, little troll couple hate the police. Or they're afraid of the police.
They're afraid of the police.
It was a metaphor for people of color in like a low-income neighborhood being approached by the police. And they were like, we didn't do anything. Please do not arrest us. I am cooperating. I'm just going to reach into my glove box for something.
Where do you think they... She was inspired by, like, America?
Well, this show did start in, like, 1989 or 1990. So. True.
At the height of the...
LA riots, I think, was maybe like 92.
The crime wave and the subsequent crime crackdown.
Boy. Mm.
But that didn't happen in Finland.
Yeah.
I don't think so, anyway.
Finland was like, our favorite children's writer is a lesbo, and it's great.
Yeah.
Which is better. That's how it should be. Not like, not everyone has to be gay. Let me start over.
No, everyone should be gay.
No, no, no. There is a adaptation of The Moomins. I don't remember which one it is. It's like one of the more recent movies or is something.
It's Christopher Nolan. It's a dark, gritty.
Right. It's The Moomin Knight. It's the main Moomin is voiced by Mads Mikkelsen.
What?
The Danish actor.
So it is a dark, gritty.
The Danish actor who was Hannibal in the Hannibal TV show.
He pretty much only plays evil people.
Le Chiffre in Casino Royale. And yeah, he looks pretty evil, but he's in, you know, he's not evil in The Hunt or Pusher, one of the early movies by Nicholas Finding Refn. Very good. I recommend Pusher. There's also a version, like from 2010, they did a 3D animated version of Moomins that has a theme song by Bjork. Peter Stormare is in it and multiple Skarsgårds.
Is Peter Stormare the...
He's the weird Swedish guy that shows up in a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Have you seen Minority Report?
Yeah, but like a million years ago.
He's the guy that helps Tom Cruise illegally switch his eyes over, and he has that house that has like gross moldy food.
Cool.
He also played Satan in Constantine. Remember he comes down and he's got like black footprints that he leaves. Peter Stormare.
Shout out to Peter Stormare.
I'd call him a national treasure, but he's not from here. But he might be a Swedish national treasure. Swedes, tell us how you feel about Pete Stormare.
Do we have a lot of Swedish listeners?
I think we have at least one or two.
Okay. Oh, I looked him up, and I recognize him.
Very good. Oh, he's in Fargo as well.
Right.
He's the guy who's not Steve Buscemi. These are all references that our 15-year-old listeners understand.
Is he put it, he's the guy who puts the dude in the wood chipper.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
That scene kids, fucked me up.
Watch Fargo. Watch the TV show, too. I've heard it's good.
We've heard good things, so we don't co-sign it if it's bad.
Also watch this Moomin show.
Yeah, I think you should watch it.
this maybe, show is like...
Maybe not with your kids.
This show is like, it's pretty cool. I mean, there's not a lot offered if you've like grown up watching cartoons already, but it's interesting to see what this is, I guess.
Would I show it to my child one day? Probably not.
You can show this to your child in like a month.
Yeah, probably.
You'll have a child in like 20 days.
Yeah, and I'll be watching the Moomins.
Yeah, maybe don't.
I don't think I will.
Well, watch the Moomins in English, I guess, I was going to say. That's the thing, is you can't explain to a young child, like, look, this is just...
It's subtitles.
It's subtitles. Don't worry about what they're saying.
Listen, if he's not reading by week 3...
Yeah.
I'm done with him.
I don't want him. But yeah, there's something, right, where they say you only do like two or three languages max with a kid. And they think it helps that one family member, like one parent, speaks only the one language that you're trying to teach the kid.
Oh, no.
And the other family members only speak the other language you're trying to teach them.
Okay, I'll do English.
Yeah. Are you not going to speak German to your child?
I mean, I could. I don't know.
Don't do it, because then you won't know all the words.
As you know, I'm fluent in Italian.
You'll be a very bad papa.
As our listeners know.
Is that part of the canon, that you're
yes.
fluent?
I don't know.
I thought you were like a lapsed Italian American.
Born and raised, don't know how to speak.
All good. Oh, hey, we just got an email.
Oh.
From Chad. From Chad.
Mark, read it.
No, Miles, you read it. My mouth is dry.
I'll read it then.
Didn't you read the last one?
No, Miles read the last one.
Oh, which one of you is my wife?
Who can tell?
Mark, you need to pass this test. It's very important.
Can we actually take a break for a second?
Yeah.
I'm going to get water. Hi, we're back.
Oh, cool.
To talk to you about an email that we got.
Ooh. Oh, right. I'm supposed to read it. Hold on.
Jackie freaked out realizing she doesn't have an
like,
open
oh,
on her phone.
I have a job. Job. One job to do. Okay, so this is from Chad. The subject is Moomins in Moomoos. Aloha, JJB Pod.
Hello.
Wow, of all of the shows, I never would have expected someone to suggest Moomins. I don't know much about the show myself, but it actually got pretty popular here in Hawaii when I was a kid, to the point that one of the local affiliate stations used to run the dubbed episodes in the early morning weekday cartoon block that used to be a thing. Many of the stores here in Hawaii that sell Asian stationery, like Don Quixote, have a bunch of Moomins items. And I just recently found out that there is a Moomins store in the biggest mall in the state. Also, not to spoil things, but a lot of the things that you all questions about Berserk do get addressed. The series is really all about the long con when it comes to pulling you in and then breaking your heart. From Berserk to Moomins, JoJo's Bizarre Podcast knows no bounds. Mahalo, Chad. P.S. Every time I close my eyes, the Black Swordsman has cute misadventures with strange anthropomorphic hippopotamuses. Sounds like a weird dream, bro.
Bro.
I mean... Honestly, Guts from Berserk does interact with some cuter
really
things.
Creatures?
I believe there's fairies in Berserk. I mean, there's like probably something horrifying happens to them or because of them.
Thanks for the email, Chad.
I mentioned it. There's also a character that's just like a big skeleton who rides a horse. And so like, you know, fucking say no more. Why aren't you watching or reading Berserk? You know?
All right, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
Jackie and I watched a video yesterday from the YouTube channel Get in the Robot, who's a great channel. They do like breakdowns of like anime history or anime tropes. And they did one about how like anime got imported into Latin America, and they showed a bunch of Saint Seiya, which never really blew up here. And there's a scene where Seiya, or whatever his name is, I guess, is just riding on a horse and just destroying a bunch of skeletons on horseback.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, he almost got me. You might have me. Yeah, I was saying that I saw that Moomins never aired in the U.S. except in Hawaii for a little bit, and we did find a Hawaiian version of the theme song as
well. I like the Hawaiian version. It sounds better than...
It had a Hawaiian music background, yeah.
Yeah, it sounded nice.
It wasn't that corny-ass accordion.
It was more chill. I like when the show is chill. So in Japanese, it was more chill than in English.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, Moomin's got to have chill.
But
know?
I think that's a good like, I don't know, because it's very different. Because it's chill, and then it gets like really weird and scary.
It's like
chill. I like having those ups and downs.
It's chill, scary. You know? The first animation that I mentioned of this show was a German. I didn't know this, but it was a marionette animation. So like string puppets, which was probably horrifying in its own right. Just German people doing string puppet theater. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to find that. And watch that Moomins.
How are we going to find it?
I don't know. I'm going to go to Germany like next week. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just for like a day.
Just for this, out. Yeah?
Yeah. Just to find the Moomins. Yeah, you're right. I should practice. Yeah. And no.
We'll work on it.
Ugh. Is 50% passing?
Yeah.
One word right, one word wrong? Listen, keine Mehrheit für die Mitglieder. I think that's what KMFDM stands for. Anyway.
No majority.
Keine.
For the.
Wait, maybe it's keine Mitglieder für die Mehrheit.
No. Something singer.
Mitglieder.
Is it singer? I don't know.
It's supposed to be sympathy.
No sympathy for the majority.
Yeah. Listeners, are you enjoying this? Mark pretends to know another language while Miles tries to remember his actual learning of the language.
It's pretty good stuff, I know.
Kein Mehrheit für die Mitleid.
Mitleid.
No pity for the majority.
Mm.
Okay, cool. They have nothing to do with Moomins that I know of, but I bet you they do because it seems that like all of Europe, Northern Europe especially, is aware of the Moomins. Nope. Try to Google, didn't work. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Just the Moomins in Hawaii. Yeah, they got a whole store dedicated to them.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool.
They're pretty popular.
It makes sense because Hawaii is probably the most Japanese United State.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that
it definitely is.
That Moomins blew up over in Japan would kind of make sense that maybe Japanese expats wanted to watch that.
No, I mean, it also just, like, they showed it here. They aired it here for whatever reason.
So. But that's the only place they aired it, was in Hawaii.
I don't know.
So I'm saying that it might be because of Japanese influence.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Doo-doo-doo. Now I have the Moomin song stuck in my head.
Yeah, we heard the Moomin song a lot.
In many languages.
There's a bunch of it on YouTube. I think the original list I was sent, one of the episodes was blocked in our country. Thanks for that,
Which,
Uncle
why?
Sam.
Why are you doing that, Uncle Sam?
Yeah, come on. Moomins be boomin'. Just let it go.
Moomins be boomin's.
Yeah. That's my producer name is Metro Moomin.
Wow.
Is that a good joke? Maybe. Okay, what else do we have to say about this show? I feel like we got it all out. It's like kind of cool and chill, but it does that thing that kids' material does where everything just feels sort of random because I'm like, okay, there's these Moomins people and they're like this, and then there's some human people, right, so the kids can relate more. And then there's a giant kangaroo who I'm positive is just on unemployment, which is fine. I was on unemployment.
There's no shame in that.
That's true. I collected my employment check for 2 months, 3 months, and it was sort of helpful. But I just feel like he doesn't wear clothes. He's just sort of
none
negative.
None of them wear clothes, Mark. He the Moomins sort of, don't
no,
wear clothes.
The mom does. She wears like only a bottom. She wears I don't know what's up with that.
They're all naked.
The dad wears a hat.
The boy doesn't wear anything.
Yeah, well, he's a boy. You know, boys will be boys.
Mm-hmm. Mark, I don't like any of this.
None boys of them will have be genitals, there. So it's not... You know,
that
it's
you know of.
That I know of.
And
I was looking.
I was looking. yeah, just like I like the rat, you know, the sniff. But at the same time, I'm like, you're really negative, and you look like you could use a shower, and I don't know what you do here.
He's fine.
And that's the thing, is it's just sort of like, wait, what species is he, and why is he here? We know the kids are like, the girl's adopted.
Mm-hmm. So and they're all, she looks human.
Yeah, but one is, do you think maybe the kangaroo rat guy Sniff is a Moomin in a like mascot outfit?
No.
You don't
no,
think so?
No. I think he's a... He's a mistake.
Oh my god. like Tuva Janssen drew him as a mistake?
Yeah.
And was like, well, I don't have an eraser.
Right.
Now it's a rat.
You think Sniff is a girl?
No, I'm saying the artist of the Moomins is a girl.
Oh, I see.
A lady.
I think Sniff's gender is creepy.
That's the gender.
Yeah. Okay. Freaky old Sniff.
Mm.
Why is your name Sniff? That's just not a good sign.
Sniff and Snufkin, too close.
Yeah, Sniff Snuff. I said it before, but in Japanese, the character known as Floren, everywhere else is known as Snork Maiden.
You can tell she's a girl because she has bangs or something.
Yeah, and her voice is way up here in all of the dubs.
Mm.
And it is really annoying.
Some of the dubs, like, the Mookin boy. Moomin boy. Sometimes he sounds like a kid. Sometimes he sounds like an old ass man.
Yeah.
He's like randomly British a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
Some of it's all over the place.
It's all over the place.
Oh, that's the thing. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
The British dub, they all have American accents. And I was like furiously searching on my phone like, okay, so there was an American dub, right? But mm-hmm. from the little bits I could find, it seems like it was a British company and they put on American accents.
Oh, yeah, that's what
and
that sounds
and
like.
And you could hear it slip every yeah, now and then, yeah. right?
Why do they want them to be American?
I don't know.
They're like, those Moomins are clearly from the red, white, and blue.
Right, they're obese.
Mm-hmm.
They're all mixed. They just allow anyone they want in their little valley town.
This is their view of America.
Right.
Okay.
One day we're going to leave
yeah.
the European Union. Did the European Union exist in the 40s? Probably not. I was like, wait a minute, when was this really written?
It's pretty broken up.
Yeah. Well, you know.
They were unified under one flag.
What decade?
30s, 40s.
Uh-huh.
Most of the continent was under one particular flag.
That's because everyone volunteered, right? Everyone was like, we should all be together.
No?
Oh, okay. I wonder what that was. I don't know how many topics we just covered, but know that we're just kidding for all of them.
We're just kidding.
Even like the honest stuff that was nice and
it's all
wholesome.
Just... We didn't even watch the show. It was all a joke.
That's right. We just made up a show for you. And obviously it's ridiculous.
If you find it on YouTube, it's a coincidence.
Right. We're surprised too. Yeah, I liked episode 2 and 6, I guess, but I liked them better. They had a little bit more focus.
I liked episode 1 a lot. It was so scary.
Really?
Yeah, it was so scary.
Well, it felt meandering for the first like 5-10 minutes. I was like, what? Like, we mentioned a hat, but now we're back to just like these different characters like shitting on each other. I was like, well, I don't understand.
I just thought the ending was good.
Where he was
Yeah, where he gives everybody nightmares because that could happen to you, children. You could turn into a weird
Wait, so
monster.
By the ending you mean... Oh, where
the ending of the first episode.
Where he's a pink goblin and then he turns back because his mother's love makes him turn back into a Moomin.
I mostly like the moments where he is freaking out because he isn't himself anymore. He's in a different body or whatever, or he's been transformed.
Yeah.
Because it's horrifying. It's horrifying.
There's that short, scary story I remember reading. It's about a man who buys a cursed mask, or he steals it because the shop owner won't give it to him. And then he puts it on and he starts feeling and thinking differently. And then at some point he looks at himself in the mirror and he can't take the mask off. And he looks down at where the mask was resting and it's his own face. He's on the mask thing. Yeah. So that's how this guy must have felt, this Moomin.
This the Jim Carrey movie?
No, that would have been a dark twist. If we just see like a hollowed, eyeless Jim Carrey face. Man. I'm going to have another nightmare and it's not going to be as fun as an orangutan killing someone with blunt force trauma.
But yeah, because that's fun.
That's the sunny. That's the sunniest dream that I can possibly have.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Wait, Miles, did you have any dreams recently? Mark and I both talked about our dreams. Mine was pissing in the subway.
I don't think so.
Cool. Miles, the most interesting man on earth.
I don't really remember my dreams.
Yeah. Listeners, send us your dreams, but they have to be like embarrassing or really scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I rarely dream. I must be thinking of something. I'm always grinding my teeth.
Yeah, dude. Yesterday I woke up with a bad headache because I ground the fuck out of my new Invisalign. Last Invisalign tray, by the way.
Ooh.
And then I have to wear a retainer for a year.
Ooh.
So.
Just don't do it.
But I paid all this money.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the difference between wearing a retainer as a child
yes.
and wearing it as an adult.
You want to do it when it's your own money on the line.
When I was a child, I didn't care.
That's everybody I know who wore a retainer as a child. Everybody was like, I stopped wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, that's why this tooth is fucked up, but it still looks better than it did.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's the attitude I
want. You're going to do it, Mark.
I sure will. I did all this bullshit.
Is there anything left to talk about this show?
That's what I was going to say. Any closing thoughts? I mean, I liked it. I don't think I'll watch any more of it. I'll probably keep reading about it, though, because it's just interesting how multinational it is and how old it is, yet we had no idea.
It's not for me, Bob.
Yeah. But
I like it.
It was cool. I guess you could show this to children.
Yeah.
Not everything has to have a moral. I do agree with Miles on that.
No, I like morals. Well, it depends on how old the kid is. I think this is good for older kids.
Yeah. Sometimes terrible stuff happens to you. And there's no explanation.
Don't you think older kids would be like, I wanted a skateboard. All these Moomins are dorks.
Yeah, well, it depends on how old.
Oh, they do have guns at one point.
Yeah.
That's right. They're about to... they do have guns.
When the moron comes to their house, they just take out these fucking guns like they're getting ready to shoot a bunch of reindeer up in Finland.
And yeah, this like, show's wild.
They're like, yeah, everyone who lives in the wilderness has to have a shotgun. And I was really hoping we'd see some, like, murder with rifles.
Hey, you compared it to Skyfall.
Yes, they were like, let's get ready. And they're all setting traps and stuff. And it's beautifully shot.
It's beautifully shot.
And you're like, I like this James Bond movie, but isn't this just Home Alone? But Home Alone was ripping off insert title of movie that I forgot about that apparently does the same sort of thing.
Who cares?
Next week.
Next week, we're watching Home Alone.
Next week, we'll be watching, I think, My Hero Academia.
Why?
I believe is next because that's what the next Patreon supporter
paid us for.
Which a lot of people have been suggesting My Hero Academia, and I'm saying it now to get it out of the way so you guys send us emails about your feelings on My Hero Macadamia.
I can't wait to drag this anime.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'll like it. I don't know.
Write to us and try to stop us from dragging it. Otherwise, we're going to fucking suplex it into the ground.
I don't know. I don't want to be negative about it. I might like it.
I like going in with low expectations.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for listening again. Please subscribe to us on different platforms. Just
all of
Patreon,
them.
Twitch, Twitter, YouTube. Well, YouTube, I don't know if it really does that anymore. But JJB Pod is who we are, where we're at.
Ooh.
I streamed some Call of Duty earlier this week because I don't always feel like playing a JoJo game. So if I'm going to stream, it's going to be whatever the fuck I want. And remember, if you're listening to this on SoundCloud, find a different app or just go to anchor.fm/JJBpod. Have a good week, everyone. Don't get eaten by monsters.
Watch out!
And don't hide in any hats. Bye. こぼすこともあるはず。